Mo's miracle. Let's go with it. What do you do? Are y'all ready? I'm excited about this message. What do you do when your back's against the wall? What do you do when you're between a rock and a hard place? What do you do when you're up the creek without a paddle? Look at that sucker floating like that. He's going where that river wants to take him. What do you do when you're up a tree without a what? Uh-oh. What do you do, man? What do you do when you painted yourself into a corner? So what we're talking about today, when you're in a pinch, when you're the pickle there, you in a pickle, when you are in a jam, what do you do, man? What do you do when you're behind the eight ball and you're supposed to hit that one ball up there? What do you do when you're like that? Y'all listening this morning? That's what we're talking about today. Keep looking. What do you do when your butt's in a sling? No picture here. Excuse me. You knew I was going to say something that's going to be a little crazy. You knew it was coming. That's an old Southern saying. I really don't know what it means, but it doesn't sound comfortable. Amen? All right. What do you do, man, when there's no more highway? What do you do when it's the end of the road, help me? Jack! Dead end. What do you do when you're caught between the Egyptians and the deep red sea? What are you going to do? What are you going to do then, mister? What are you going to do then to fix it? That's where we see Moses. You know what? Oh, I forgot that part. Look at me. Yeah, what are you going to do when, here you go. What are you going to do when, what are you going to do? That's being in a fix, ain't it? Say, you got thousands and thousands of Egyptians. You got the deep Red Sea and you got the Israelites trapped. That's what we're talking about today, but it's going to get personal today with you and me. This isn't just about them, this is about us. What are you going to do when you can do nothing? Say, what are you going to do when your 9-year-old is riding his bicycle down the street and out of nowhere gets struck by lightning and is killed? What are you going to do when your house is on fire but you couldn't save your two babies? What are you going to do when the person you've given your love to and your life to says, I no longer want to be with you, and says, I divorce you? What are you going to do when you can do nothing? What are you going to do when that person you've loved for 30, 40, 50 years dies? You can't bring them back. What are you going to do when you can do nothing? Are you listening to the message so far? We're not talking today about what you can do, so go ahead and get that out of your mind. You can do nothing. That's the situation. There's the Egyptians, and there's the Red Sea, and here we are, we're going to die, man! What are you going to do when you can do nothing? By the way, all those things I just mentioned happen to people right here in this church. What are you going to do when your mother's shot 6 times with a .357 Magnum and left dead on the floor? That was my mama. What are you going to do? And I wanted to kill the guy who shot her, but he had shot himself. I couldn't even do that. What are you going to do when you can do nothing? Are y'all getting it? That's the message today. Let's look at it. That's the angle we're hitting. You know what you need? Say it with me. You need a what? Come on again. You need a what? A miracle. I ain't talking about some crazy miracle. I'm talking about a miracle so I can just get my head up again. So I can just put the one foot in front of the other one again because I'm dying. It's killing me. Y'all listening? What are you going to do? Here's what you need. Say it with me. A miracle's a what? A God thing. That's why I put zero respect in a lot of mess I see on Christian television. Hey, if a man's got something to do with it, I pretty much don't want to have nothing to do with it. I'm telling you right now. Not manufactured mess. The things I'm talking about, no little manufactured mess is going to get you out of it. You need something real. You need a God thing to happen. What's a miracle? It's something, say it with me, you cannot do. You been there? You been there? I can't do it. I mean, I've tried this, I've tried that, I've tried the other. I can't fix it. What are you going to do then? I need a miracle. Say that with me. I need a miracle. That's what I need. Let's look at it. Boy, the Lord gave me this in my office this week. I know He talks a lot better than this, but this is the way I received it. Amen? Say it with me. If I'm going to get through it, He'll have to do it. Let's pop it out like we do before. Here we go. If I'm going to get through it, He'll have to. Come on, we're going to learn it. Here we go. If I'm going to get through it, then He'll have to. Come one last time. If I'm going to get through it, then He'll have to. Got it? That's what we're talking about. If I'm going to get through it, He'll have to do it. Because I can't do it. Amen? That's what we're talking about. Mo's miracle. Boy, I like that little ray of sunshine that's coming through, though, don't you? I mean, there's a little bit of hope, isn't there? Look at that. Oh, if I could just get a little of that. A little bit of hope. Keep looking. Let's go to the Bible now. Exodus chapter 14. It's just not about me rambling on up here. We're actually going to go to the Word of God and let God's Word talk to us. Here we go. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihoroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-zephon. Before it you encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they're entangled in the land, the wilderness, say it with me, has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them. I will be honored, God says, upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why in the world have we done this? We have let Israel go, our servants. Why have we done such a crazy thing? It's nuts. And he made ready his chariot, and he took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. Would you say that high hand with me? High hand. That means they went out under the hand of God. They went out under that high hand. Buddy, that's what I'm talking about in this message you need. You need the high hand of God. When you're in a situation where you can't do anything, you know what you need? Say it with me. You need a what? A high hand. Come on, you need a high hand. I didn't know what that meant. I had to keep studying. I like that, don't you? Say it. Let's say it again. High. Aren't you glad you got you a high hand? Say. You might not get anything else out of this message. I think that was worth right there what you got today. A high hand. How many remembers that song years ago, The Unseen Hand? Amen? That's what we have, a high hand. And that's how they went out. With a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, and the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea beside Pihahiroth before Beelzebub. So where are they caught? Between a rock and a hard place. Amen? There they are, between the Egyptians and the deep Red Sea. They're trapped. They're shut in. Now, what was their response? What was the people of Israel's response? They said, here's Moses, the great leader. Hey, guys, I saw a burning bush. It talked to me. And I've come. I got the rod, the snake thing. We can do all this stuff. You know, and he went down there and he did all those plagues, you know, and with Pharaoh. And the people followed. I mean, he's a great leader. Except he don't know directions. You know what I'm saying? We like that rod stuff, but have some GPS or something. You know what I mean? I call my GPS lady Gigi, the Garmin girl. Hey, amen. I got a Garmin. She talks to me all the time. Here we go. So what was their response to this horrific situation? Here's the Egyptians. Here's the Red Sea. What was their response? It was a natural response. Can you just say natural response? It was a natural response. You and I would have made the same response. We would have done it. Here's what they said. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. They beheld the Egyptians marching after them. They were what? Sore afraid. And the children of Israel did what? Cried out unto the Lord. So what was their natural response? They were afraid. Would you have been? Sure. They cried out to the Lord. Wouldn't you? Let's keep looking at their natural response. They blamed Moses. You ever been between a rock and a hard place and you blame somebody for it? Say, your back's against the wall, and what do? You come out fighting, buddy. That's what they're doing. It's natural. Verse 11, they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, you had to take us out here to die in the wilderness. Wherefore have you dealt with us to carry us out forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word which we told you back in Egypt, saying, leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? It would have been better off for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die out here in the wilderness. Amen? Can't you see you saying the same thing to that situation? Say, oh no, we're spiritual. We're going to make it. Yeah. Okay? It's natural. It's natural. But I'm going to tell you something. Listen up. Listen up. When you need a miracle, natural ain't going to cut it. When you need a miracle, when you need a God thing, your little normal thinking and your little naturalness ain't going to fly. You need something supernatural. You listening? So this was their natural response. They said, you took us here to die. You did this to us, Moses, you burning bush fool. Idiot. We told you this would happen. I can hear it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. The Jewish people, the Hebrews that he led, they were notorious for complaining anyway. But they were right here. You know what I mean? Come on. We were better off without you. You ever said that to somebody? Say, between a rock and a hard place? You strike back. I don't need you. Said it before? But natural won't go cut it, like we said. A supernatural response. And this is huge. Man, you may have never seen this in the scriptures before. We're going to show it to you today. It's right there in the Bible. Boy, I love the Bible. God gave us the Bible not to make us go crazy. We're already crazy. He gave us the Bible to help us. Amen? To not get crazier. That's why we have it. So a supernatural response. Now I want you to remember, who's going to give the response here? Moses is. But who's Moses? Moses is a man who ran ahead of God. Moses is a man who went mental. When he was 40 years old, Moses was the prince of Egypt, and he thought that he could take over the whole kingdom of Egypt by killing an Egyptian who's beating up a Hebrew. There was probably thousands of those happening that very same day. His plan was flawed. It was stupid. He thought God was telling him to do this. God wasn't telling him to do this. Because, see, Moses, you can't do that. There's not enough of you to kill all those Egyptians. You're going to need a supernatural thing if we're going to get those Israelites out of Egypt. Okay? So Moses got scared. He ran into the desert. He was 40 years in the desert. Instead of leading people, he led sheep. He was humbled. He still wasn't close with God. He didn't do the thing right with God by having his children circumcised. It nearly cost him his life. We saw that last week. Is that right? So now Moses is humbled. God's given him some help. He's complained. He doesn't want to go, but he goes anyway. And we've seen how they're delivered. And he's been leading them. And they've come to this impasse. I just want you to know, Moses is a flawed human being. Did you know that? Which gives me hope. When I need a supernatural miracle in my life, I need to know that, you know, other people that were flawed have seen great things happen. Amen? So maybe there's hope for me, right? So that's what we're seeing. Listen to Moses. Now listen to this man. He got all these people. He knows the Red Sea's out. He sees the Egyptians. Got them all complaining, wanting to kill him. But look at him. Look at what he says. And Moses said unto the people, fear not. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. Plain English? Shut up. Got it? A supernatural response to a horrific situation. What did Moses say? This is huge, man. You ought to write this down, get it in your head, circle it, go to the website, do something. What did he say? Say it with me. Do not... We're talking about what happens when you can do nothing. Back's against the wall. You can't change it. What do you do? Say it with me again. Do not. Number two, do stand still. Stop running. Hey, you, come back here. Hey, be still. You're running all over the place. You ever do that when your back's against the wall? You just go crazy. You're running everywhere. Scared to death. Number three, do see, say it with me, the salvation of the Lord. And I love this little part. The Lord shall fight for you. Don't you like that? Say that with me. The Lord shall fight for you. And the last thing, do be. I don't know how many in this room are a lot like me. When I have trouble in my life, I can't shut up. My wife has a saying to me, stop saying everything you're thinking. Ice cream truck. Where? Let's go. I love ice cream trucks. Don't y'all? Anyway. But are any of you like that, and when you're in trouble, when your back's against the wall, I mean, you're fussing, you're trying to figure it out, you're running your mouth all the time. Anybody else can witness to the three of us in the room? Thank you. Amen. So that's what he said. Now, don't lose it. Now, hang in here. We've got to finish this message, and we're not there. What are you going to do when you can do nothing? What are you going to do when you can do nothing? Do this. Don't fear. Don't fear. When you can do nothing, do not fear. Put your trust in Him. Do not fear. You're going to make it. I'm going to make it. We're going to make it. Do not fear. Put your trust in who? You need a supernatural response. Don't put your trust in yourself. That's natural. Supernatural. Do not fear. Number two, do stand still. Stop running. You can't run from every problem in your life. Sometimes you're just going to have to stop and face it. Stand still. Number three, do see the salvation of the Lord. Look to Him. Look to Him to work on your behalf. Start looking that way. Start thinking that way. Start believing that way. I can make it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am not alone. He is with me. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. See the salvation of the Lord. Focus that way. Number four, shh. Some of the worst words you'll ever say to discourage yourself come out of your own mouth. That's how it is with me. It's not, you people are nice to me. You're good to me. I go around this town, people that aren't even Christians say nice things to me. My problem is Gary don't say nice things to Gary sometimes. I know you think I'm like okay, y'all the psychologist now. That happens. Anybody else like that? Say, I see you. If I hear those Egyptians are going to kill us one more time, I'm going to knock you out. Okay? I'm trying to get the people to calm down here. Shut up! Isn't that true? You get about halfway through a situation and you bring it up again and you throw it up all over yourself again and you go back to square one again. Anybody done that before? Shh. This is good stuff right out of the Bible, man. Most miracle. Let's keep looking. Back to the Scripture. So what happened? Here we go. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they can go forward. Don't you like that? I can go forward. But lift thou up thy rod. Stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on what? Dry ground through the midst of the sea. And behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor, God talking, upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots, upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh. And upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of the God which went before the camp of Israel, it removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and a darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other at night. Miracle. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued after them and went in after them to the midst of the sea. Even all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. It came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked onto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud, and he troubled the host of the Egyptians. He took off their chariot wheels that drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them. Boy, don't you long to hear that say in your situation. The Lord's fighting for me against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, upon the horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remains, say it with me, not so much as one of them. That's what I love when God does miracles. You don't limp. Amen? When God does something, all throughout the New Testament, when Jesus healed somebody, they were healed. No phony baloney, no somebody with the ear thing in the back saying, no, row three. None of that. Are you listening? No money, no games, no sham, no nothing. Every one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. And Israel saw, this is so huge, that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people what? Feared the Lord. And what? Believed the Lord and His servant Moses. What a great story, huh? Come on! Mo's miracle. We're not quite done. What are you going to do when you can do nothing? This is really important that we wind down. What are you going to do when you can do nothing? Now, here's what we so often do. We panic. We take matters into our own hands. This is just Gary talk up here on the screen. We strike back at the wrong enemy. We turn our anger toward God. How can you let this happen to me? We give up. Sell out. We quit. You ever known anybody do that? You ever done it? That's normal. That's normal, man. But when you got a back against the wall and you need a miracle, you need a supernatural something to happen. Listen to Moses. What did he say? We need to get it down. Do not what? Fear. Do stand still. Do see the salvation of the Lord. Why? Because if I'm going to get through it, He'll have to do it. Amen? And do be quiet. Now, we've said all that, and you might wonder, if I do all that, what's that going to do for me? If I take your advice today, crazy preacher man, you're not taking my advice, I'm just telling you what Moses said, greatest leader of all time. This stuff will work in your family. Okay? How is this going to help me? Glad you asked. Pop it up. Number one. I don't know what your thing is. I don't know what your situation is. How will this help me? Number one, whatever this is that you need, your back's against the wall, you can't do it. God's got to do it. It very well may be the thing that's going to help you break some lifetime habit of sin in your life. What do I mean by that? People change when difficult times come in their life. People generally don't just give up something. Well, it's Sunday. I believe I just quit something. That ain't how life is. People just generally don't give up something without being driven there. This thing that you hate in your life could be the very thing that's going to drive you to holiness. It's going to be the thing that's going to get you where you need to be in your relationship with God. Because you're to the end of yourself. You're to the end of your rope. You're to the end of you. And it's a great opportunity. I'm sure many young men, their mama told them that, man, you smoking that wacky weed is going to mess you up. You popping them pills, and your daddy told it, and your sister told it, and your girlfriend told you, and everybody told it, and you just keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and you mix it with alcohol, and you just keep doing it until you get put in prison because you always thought you were cool, you were good, you didn't have no problem. Then all of a sudden you're in prison now, and you look around, and you see where your life has got you. Many a man has come out a different man. Are you listening? These hard things that we cannot overcome are great opportunities for us to get real with God. Amen? Number two, what will this supernatural response do for me? Well, first of all, your natural response ain't going to do squat. At least this has got a shot. Amen? Number two, most likely, when you're pinned down to the floor because of your horrible situation, you're going to look up. Wow. You're there. Amen? That's a good thing. That's a good thing. It's a horrible situation. Back against the wall. I can't change it. I can't fix it. But when you're so low, it's a great opportunity to look up. They were pinned in. Hey. When Moses came up with this, you know, God told him to do the rod thing. I bet they were like, let him try it. You know what I'm saying? let him try it. That thing turned into a snake one time. Let him try it. They were open to anything, amen? When you're hurting, you're just open. God, help me! A lot of times we don't ask God to help. We got life by the tail. Number three. What will this do for me? You'll learn. You will learn that if the Lord's going to get the glory, then He's got to do the fighting. Amen? So often we're going to do the fighting. We're going to fight it. We're going to fix it. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to cut this. I'm going to do this. This is me, man. I'm always going, yeah. And guess what? Gary gets the credit. The beauty of things that you can't control is that God, when He does the fighting, He gets the glory. And I don't know how well you know God, but I want to tell you something. I love Breyer's ice cream. God loves glory. Amen? He loves glory. He wants to fight for you. He wants to show Himself. He wants to get Himself honor on those Egyptians. He wants to get Himself honor on the Pharaoh. He'll harden their hearts if He has to. Why? So He can get Him some what? Honor. Because we are so pitiful at giving it to Him. Amen? Tough message. Good message. I'm getting help right here. What will this response do for me? Number four, you will know that only God can open and close the Red Sea experiences in your life. When you go through this, when you make it through it, and on the other side, and that miracle happens, whatever it is that needs to happen in your life to get you through, whatever it is that you can't control, once you do, you'll be changed forever. You will know God did it before, He can do it again. It will change you as a person. Y'all hearing me? So I recommend it highly to you. What we put on the screen today. What do you do when you can do nothing? So, what are you going to do when you can do nothing? Say it with us. Make it personal now. Here we go. Say it with me loud and strong. Can you say it loud? Like try to scare somebody. Here we go. I will not fear. That's one. Come on, you did good. Number two, here we go. I will stand still. Number three, I will see the salvation of the Lord. Four. Why? Why? Why do I have to do this? Because if I'm going to get through it, He'll have to do it. I ain't got no other options. But my back's against the wall. When my butt's in a sling, excuse me. And I'm hung out to dry. If I'm going to get through it, He'll have to do it.